This is definitely more like it. I have to say, this place is fancier than I thought. You're right. I do like a fancy dinner sometimes. Yeah. Well, thank you for thinking I'm worth it. I do like these booths. I know, you're like sitting inside a giant donut. Sort of. With just enough peeking room. Yeah, you're awfully far away. Why don't you come a little closer to me? Because I just like being close to you. Is that so wrong? Plus, if I feel like jumping in your lap, well, easy access. I'm not against it if you... Okay. Fine. But I might place my hand a little bit here. Don't jump. People might look. Oh, they cannot see under the table. Oh, I wouldn't move. You're right, you can't move. Well, sir. You can't have such full, aching balls out at a nice restaurant like this. I'll have to relieve you so you can focus on chat with all these lovely people in this fancy restaurant. Would you like me to stop? I mean, if you're really uncomfortable. Didn't think so. Oh, I see you're a little more enthusiastic than I thought. Perhaps I should make you beg, since you were such a bad boy in the office. Denying me coming. Sir, I'll have you know I will get every bit of cum out. And I won't even make a little bit of mess. Because I'm going to eat it. I can milk you however I want, though. I can be the sweet, subby secretary, or the sultry Tom that loves relieving her wonderful good boy. Especially at the dinner table. Just me. I quite like that answer. Our server is coming, by the way. And don't moan when she's here. Because I do not plan on stopping. Hi! It is our first time here, yeah. I think we've actually decided. Right, honey? Oh, and I'll have the same. I think that's it. Thank you. Oh, I think she totally noticed. I think she thought we might be holding hands. I mean, close enough, right? Consider this our appetizer. Actually, I guess this would be my appetizer. Because I know there's still a lot of cum left in you after the office. I can tell. How could I tell with my face pressed against the desk? Ah, well, a lady never gives away her secrets. Now you, just be quiet. And let me work this gorgeous cock. Just lean back and enjoy it. Or are you still worried about others knowing? All right. Then you're going to have to keep a lookout. because my mind has one goal. I want your cum. And you are already so hard. Harder than I was when I was sucking your cock under the desk. Seems like you like me being naughty with you in a public setting. And that just means more cum for me. Oh, shh. No one's even going to notice. And even if they do, it's fine. They won't say anything. No one will dare to bring it up. But you do know they'll be jealous of what we're doing. They'll be jealous of how much we love each other. How affectionate we are. And how lucky you are to have a naughty girl like me. I'm just going to speed this up a little bit. I'm growing a little impatient here. Hang on. Cover me. Oh, that's better. Works perfect in any emergency. Oh, I'm very happy. I'm stroking this beautiful, perfect cock in a beautiful, perfect restaurant. What more could I want? Besides your cum, of course. But we do have to make sure we're done before the food arrives, sweetheart. I am actually hungry. Do you think you're ready to come soon? I'm just going to have to go a little faster, aren't I? And faster, and faster. Until you can't take it anymore. Until you explode for me. Oh, yeah, that's it. You don't want to wait, baby. And that's okay. Oh, it'll be perfectly clean and you will get the perfect release. Oh yeah, baby, you know I want that beautiful load of cum. You know all I want is to make you feel so good. So just do it. Come for me. Oh yeah, I want every last little bit. Every drop. You know you want to give it to me, baby. I can feel how tight and full those balls are. Oh, yeah, give it to me. Give me that cum, baby. Give me that cum. I want it. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. So much cum. Cover me. I'm going under the tablecloth. Oh, it's all over my hands down here. Perfect. Delicious. Yummy, yummy goodness. Ah, that was so good. And I love that look on your face. You look like you can't move. It's okay, just keep your napkin in your lap until you can. I got you covered, baby. Well, that was a delicious appetizer, but definitely ready for the main course.